are listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network, global food for thought.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Why don't we cut to the chase and get to the phone calls at 888-RADIO-30. Again, you have to call the number to cut to the chase, 888-723-4630. And Jason and Brian, I have to look up because I don't want that thing, you know, to on me. Jason and Brian, Thrifting with the Boys, Thrift Hunters, Tiki Pug Music, and Mr. Bigfoot have agreed to stay with us to take your calls. Here's your chance to call, and you can congratulate them on the new show. You can ask them a question about filming. You can ask them a question about thrifting. That's thrifting without the G. You can ask them if they've ever been chased around a Goodwill by a crazy guy muttering under his breath.
Oh, yeah, we want to hear that story. I'm so sorry I didn't come back to that.
So there's a Goodwill. I've taken Jason there not too far from eBay, and the shoes aisle is really cramped. So I never take a carriage in there anymore. And I had a shirt over my arm, and I was you know, going by people saying, oh, excuse me. And there was some guy looking at a shoe, and I wanted to get around him, so I said, oh, excuse me. And he looked up, and he gave me this glare. I didn't think anything of it, and he walked away. And I thought I heard him say something like, rude son of a bitch. Walked away, I didn't think anything of it. All right, well, you know, I said, I'm sorry, I just want to look at shoes here, you know, because I like to look at shoes. And a couple minutes later, I'm in a different area of the store, and I hear this. And I look up, and it's a guy, and he had picked up a knife out of the household wares. And he's stabbing something like the counter with it. And he's looking at me. And he said, yeah, there's that guy, that fat guy, fat things. He's swearing under his breath. I said, okay.
Swearing fat things?
Yeah, swearing about. And so I pretended I didn't even see him. And I just turned around and walked to another place. And he's following me with the knife. And he's pounding it into like shelves and stuff. So I get to the front. There was no one waiting at the aisle. So I paid for my things, and I'm just looking out of the corner of my eye, and he's standing over there, and he's got a knife in his hand. Anyway, Goodwill.
Good so, grief.
Yeah. Does that ever happen to you?
You got to hang out in better neighborhoods.
Have any of you two been threatened in a thrift store before?
No. I probably because we're so big. Hell no.
Right.
I did think that. I thought, damn it, if only Jason was here.
Yeah, nobody would mess with you.
Hey, I do want to say something. Actually, my biggest score is coming up the last episode of the season. I totally
forgot.
Well,
that's what I thought.
I bought a collection of CDs that I'm into thousands of dollars of profit so far.
Oh,
with
fantastic.
More to go. So, yeah, that's my biggest score.
And that's in one of the episodes?
That'll be in the season finale.
The season finale.
Season finale.
Have you started taping a new season?
We can't say that yet. As much as we'd like to be able to announce something, but we're not at liberty to say anything at this point. But
okay.
I will tell you this. The numbers are astounding. The network is very happy with the show. We're thrilled with it. We really appreciate everything that's been done to make it a good show. It's the kind of show that we would watch even if we weren't in it. I mean, it really moves the way we like it, and we find it entertaining and funny and you know, a little bit informative. I mean, I think.
I think it's very.
I think it's very informative.
I actually think there's tons of good information.
I can see where people who have thought about selling on eBay before but haven't done it would do it from looking at your show. Seriously.
No, that's nice of you to say. I mean, we feel that too. And again, it's really just a slice of life. I mean, we couldn't possibly show everything we do. I mean, this isn't what was that movie, The Truman Show, where the camera was on him all
his whole life, and he didn't know it.
24 hours. I mean, this takes, you know, some of the more exciting aspects of what we do, or funnier aspects, and brings it to life. Just what we do every day, but. I think it is. I agree. It is somewhat informative, and that's been our intention.
So, figure it this way. You got one episode. It's what, 30 minutes with commercials, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 20,
how much time do you think
minutes.
How much time did it take you in filming and set up at the cameras and traveling to locations? How much time do you think it takes to make one episode?
Well, if you're counting in the travel time and the work we do when the cameras aren't here, I'm thinking it's 100 hours per episode.
See?
Because it's actually 50 when we're doing it.
And they're doing it for free. They don't get any money. So there you go.
Okay, we have to test the phones. Because we have two people, Jason and Brian, are calling in from different places.
Okay.
Now we're going to take a third person. If we hang up on anybody, I apologize in advance, but we don't usually do this.
Would you buy this equipment on eBay?
No. This is Clear Channel's equipment. Don't make fun. It's Clear Channel. Let's try it, okay?
All right, let's try it.
Hold what you got here.
Fingers crossed.
Okay. Lisa in Beaumont, Texas, user ID, I love selling. Lisa, what's your question or comment?
Well, I actually called in because I heard the quack.
Oh, the quack,
oh, the
right.
Duck quack.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's the word?
Well, I think it's a ologamancy.
That's absolutely correct.
Yay!
What does ologamancy mean?
It means to predict the future by interpreting the howling of dogs.
There you go.
Say that again.
I knew you were going to ask me, so I looked it up.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Predicting the future by interpreting the howling of dogs.
Oh.
I just predicted you won.
That's Brian's middle name.
Bizarre is the word.
Brian
howling dog.
Goodman.
That's right.
We just call you Brian O from now on. The big O.
Lisa, are you familiar with Brian and Jason?
Actually, I'm not. I don't have television at my house, so.
Well, you got a computer, don't you, Lisa?
I do, and I just heard you say that. You can see it online, so I may do that. Yeah, I'll check it out.
Check it out. These are just, we love these guys.
Well, we do.
Yeah.
But we love Lisa, too. And Lisa, if you send me your email, your shipping address, and that has to be a street address where FedEx can drop something off safely, send it to me at griff@ebay.com, and I will get your prize, which this week is the lovely matching knitted ensemble of a scarf and a hat with the beautiful little tasteful eBay logo. And you will be the pride of Beaumont, Texas, when you sashay around town.
And honey, there's a country song there somewhere.
There is somewhere.
She's the pride of Beaumont, Texas. Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa.
And congratulations.
Thank you,
okay, we found out we can put all these people on. It's very, very exciting.
Right. They can send a man to the moon.
Give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. Well, you never know. I don't know. See, we have two banks of buttons. And I've got Jason on one bank, and I've got Brian on the other, and then we just put Lisa.
And you know what's funny?
Lisa was along with Brian.
You know what's funny? They're actually push buttons that light up, like from like Star Trek.
It's true. It's absolutely crazy. So, guys, you ready to take a call?
Sure. Absolutely.
Let's go for it. So Jim in Cincinnati, known on eBay as King James Trading Post. Hey, Jim, what's your question or comment for Brian and Jason?
Oh, how you doing? I watch the show. I really like it. I just wanted to ask Brian when he bought those, the Disney crossing posters for school-related.
Yes.
I was wondering if he sold all of them, and where did you say to go to check how much you pay for the items and how much you sell them when you're done?
Sure. I have not sold them all. They're listed on eBay right now, and you can go to thrifthunters.com. And right on the very front page, there's an episode guide for the four episodes that have aired already. And this would be the fourth one down, which is the Black Velvet, if you please. And if you click on that link, that'll bring you right to the page that shows everything we bought.
Oh.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Thanks for watching. Oh,
and they also sure. He also asked the question about what can you rephrase that the second part of your question, by the way, which was where do you go to find the prices?
Right. Yeah. Do you show like how much you paid per item, and then the final cost and your net profit, or is it just basically, you know, what you paid for it and then what you're hoping to sell it for?
No. We show what we paid for it, and we show if it's sold, what it's sold for, And if it didn't sell and it's still listed on eBay, you'll see whatever the current price is on it.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to go check those out. I like those items you bought.
Great.
Hey,
thank
you. I think
you
might have a customer.
Okay, thank you.
Jim, thank you very much for your call today.
So one of the most popular things that they found was the Skinny Bones.
Yeah.
The Louis, the Mark's toy.
Did you sell that?
It's still up there.
Oh.
No, we did not sell it. We held it off until the episode aired because we knew it would be a funny thing to have online at the time the show aired, and it was amazing. We got so many views and so many watchers. I thought my computer was going to break when I would refresh to see how many people were watching it and so forth when we put it up for auction.
Brian broke the internet.
Yeah, exactly.
We have on the line with us right now Cindy in Layton, Utah. I wonder who that is. User ID Bubba Can Dance. Hey, Cindy, welcome. What's your question or comment for the boys?
Well, I have a question. They had a few friends on their show. I saw Teresa Cox. I saw Don Ralston, Stephanie Collins. I'm curious to know who their favorite guest was so far.
It definitely has to be Mr. Skinny Bones.
Yes, Mr. Skinny Bones.
That was tact. Very good.
You know, I'm kidding. I just want to tell everybody that's listening.
Okay, hold on. Cindy, hold on. We'll be right back with you.
It's break time already.
It is.
Time goes fast when you're having fun. This open phone segment was brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Give us a ring at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. You are listening to eBay Radio.
Want to take your online business to the next level? Do what thousands of other eBay sellers have done. Purchase and resell store returns and closeouts. Every day, thousands of pallets of brand name merchandise are available at a fraction of wholesale. And no one has a larger selection than Genco Marketplace, America's largest wholesale liquidator. To learn more about how liquidation lots can boost your profits, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay. That's GENCO Marketplace.com/eBay.
Selling on eBay is easier with Stitch Labs, inventory management for eBay sellers. We keep your inventory up to date and automatically relist for you. Stitch puts your inventory, orders, and shipping info in one central spot that you can access from anywhere. Not sure what items are selling best or what your sales trends are? Our easy-to-read reports will tell you. Enjoy a free extended trial at stitchlabs.com, discount code eBay Radio. That's stitchlabs.com, discount code eBay Radio.
Small business owners wear many hats. Creator, producer, marketer, salesperson, customer representative, and bookkeeper. Keeping track of all your finances can be a daunting task, but Outright simplifies your small business. Deanna Fink uses Outright and says she doesn't fear the tax man anymore.
And I can do it like on a weekly basis, so I keep track of everything throughout the year and not at the end of the year.
Deanna, does Outright help you stay organized?
At the end of the month, I can see where my profit is, all the different things that takes money out of the money you made. So you can see where your profits are, your losses are, and where you're at.
How easy was it to use Outright?
Simple. It's like QuickBooks is, they have classes, and it was like, I'm not taking a day out of my life to put all this stuff in and learn the program. Outright was so much easier.
Find out how you can simplify your business and keep your finances all in one place. Go to Outright.com. That's Outright.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 240.
When selling apparel on eBay, appearance is everything. Sarah Graham is known on eBay as Western Air 88. She says when it comes to clothes, be sure they're clean. Here's her tip.
Sometimes you get stuff in a thrift store and it appears to be clean. And a lot of times you'll get stuff that has dry cleaning tags on it. Those I kind of will let slide if they have the dry cleaning tags on them and I can assess that they are directly from the dry cleaners. But everything comes into my house and does get laundered because that's part of selling on eBay is you've got to sell clean clothing. And who really wants to get a dirty shirt delivered to their mailbox?
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
to eBay Radio's Open Phones, where it's our turn to get feedback. Here's Griff.
This Open Phone segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Create shipping labels quickly and easily. Snowboard to the phone. Give us a call at 888-RADIO-30, also known as 888-723. I say it slow. 4630. Brian and Jason are still on the phone. We can't get rid of them. We tried, but they don't. They just won't hang up. So, and also on the phone is joining us is Cindy from Layton, Utah. Bubba Can Dance.
Hi, Cindy. So you were saying?
What I was saying is Jason and Brian called me and asked if there was any chance that I was going to be in Vegas at any time soon, because they wanted me to do an episode where I would teach them about buying needlework in thrift stores.
Ah.
And I have to tell you, it's going to be, I haven't seen the episode. I don't know much about it. I heard I have a really, really small cameo shot. So I've been told, you know, that's why people are calling me cameo lately. But it was not staged. I walked in, I had to walk back one time, and then the rest of it was just one take, unscripted. And believe me, the guys didn't get to say a word. I talked the whole time.
Not a bit. Cindy never shuts up.
until we told the producers to cut all that out.
Cindy, we want to thank you for calling in. We appreciate hearing from you. Thank you very much.
I'm going through Brian's stuff right now.
So we have a question on through email, actually.
Okay.
Hi, Lee. I don't have time to call in, but I have a question for the boys. Not including the show, how do they treat their partnership? Do they thrift together as friends and just have certain niches each of them go after? I've thought about seeking out a business partner and don't know how to handle it. I am interested in hearing what they have to say. Thanks.
That's a great question.
Katie in Minnesota.
So, so where do you guys have a partnership and where do you don't?
Besides the show, and even on the show, everything is separate. You know, Brian buys his stuff with his money. I buy it with mine. And so tax time, it's all very separate. But we thrift as friends. And that's where Thrifting with the Boys got born. That's where Thrift Hunters was created. So the partnership is we're buddies. And we just happen to get a TV show out of being buddies.
Right. And we, you know, we do shop together. And it's not unusual for me to find something that, even though I know I could make money on it, I know it's something more up Jason's alley. I'll toss it over to him. Here, you sell this, and vice versa. He does the same with me. When we do have certain niches that are more appealing to us, that we're better suited to do the research on and sell, we just do it. I mean, it really is a very congenial and very easygoing way to do it.
And you've never had even a moment's problem between the two of you?
No, but I know for me for sure, and I'm sure maybe Bri, there were definitely...
I was saying that tongue-in-cheek, figuring you'd come up with something.
There were definitely things in the season that, even watching now, I go, why didn't I buy those? like the cowboy boots. We were in the same room. He bought some great cowboy boots and made a ton of profit.
Yeah, I sold all three pair I bought. I sold them all. So
yep.
A little bit of friendly envy is okay. I think I really think that as human beings, we all get envious once in a while. We covet, even though we're not supposed to.
I covet nothing.
We covet. But it's normal, but it's how you react and how you get through it that's the issue.
And the camaraderie that you see between us when we're listing things and researching things, we do that anyway. Even if we're in our own separate places doing work, we'll get on a chat or whatever and say, hey, what do you think of this? And because we value each other's opinion as well as respect each other.
And how did you two meet? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They were in a bar. What were you wearing?
No, it's a loaded question. Okay. How did you two meet?
We met at eBay Radio.
Thank you.
One. Hello.
And I'll tell the story because I had planned, you know, eBay Radio was only, 2-3 days at that time, and I planned to come out for a whole week and spend some time in Vegas. I was living in Boston. And Jason had put himself out there as the ambassador of Las Vegas. And to help anybody that needed some, you know, had some questions or whatever. And I was looking to go someplace after the show, and I contacted him, and he turns out we were going to the same event, and we went together, and the rest was history. We've been friends ever since.
There you go. See?
It can happen. It can happen.
It can.
So when I met you for the first time, I think it was Orlando.
Was it?
Weren't we doing in the remote in Orlando?
Yeah, we did.
They were on the show?
Yes, we did.
And they came on the show. And I remember saying to them, I called them over and got into a huddle with them.
Yeah.
Which is a scream considering I'm 4'11 and they're 6 foot a million. It's, I don't know what you would call it, but a sort of huddle. And I said, if you guys ever want to do a radio show, promise me that you will come to me and nobody else. And they made me that promise, and they, you know, they made that promise to me. So far, they haven't done their own radio show, but if they do, I'm sure they would remember that and come to me. And I also told them at that time that they should be doing a reality show. So I'm glad it. I did. I said the minute I met them, and that was years ago.
Yeah.
So I'm taking credit.
Okay. There you go.
I don't care.
Well, it's always been great to talk to you guys. And continued success. We're going to be watching every Saturday Howie is Hooked.
Oh, good.
Howie's Hooked on the show. And he has so many questions he asks me all the time, and I keep saying, ask them. You know them.
I'm always on Facebook, but B, tell them to call me.
Call them up and ask them. One quick thing.
Yep.
So sum it up in one word. How was Howard Stern's birthday party?
Amazing, with a capital A through G.
Now that I was jealous about. That was definitely sounded like a lot of fun.
Thanks for having us.
Guys, it was great fun talking to you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Thanks for staying on the whole hour.
Our pleasure.
Well, thanks for having us. It was
40 minutes, I guess.
This open phone segment was brought to you by ShipStation, creating shipping labels quickly and easily. Up next, reselling film cameras and darkroom equipment here on eBay Radio.
So you've poked around and found the next hot item to list in your eBay store. That's awesome. But you'd like more information about how similar products are moving. It's time to sign up for Terapeak's free trial. And here's why. Terapeak's got pricing and sales info on everything sold on eBay for the past 12 months. That's cool. And it will help make smarter product sourcing decisions. Terapeak has lists of hot sellers across all of eBay and also by category. That's smart. Then there's choosing the right words for search optimization and for writing listings that sell. Terapeak helps with that. Terapeak provides reliable market insight into your eBay opportunities. And there's that free trial thing again. Terapeak, you really should check them out. People who use Terapeak swear by it because it makes product research a whole lot easier. Go to Terapeak.com and get the free trial today.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit Endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's Endicia.com/eBay Radio.
We're always searching out interesting and relevant guests for our show with the goal of helping our audience achieve and maintain top-rated seller status. If you've got something informative, enlightening, or educational to share with the eBay Radio audience, we'd like to hear about it. Just go to ebayradio.com and click on the big blue Archives on Demand button. Then click on the tab that says Be a Guest and fill out the web form to apply. We'll get back to you ASAP, and maybe we'll be seeing you soon on the radio.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Cross-selling entices buyers into purchasing more of what you're selling. Unlike other cross-selling tools, Smart Gallery by PageMage lets you choose the exact items to promote. Selling silver earrings? Put jewelry boxes in your Smart Gallery. Selling shoes? Display matching handbags. Smart Gallery is a free eBay app. Feature related products or advertise your most profitable ones. Get started now with Smart Gallery at PageMage.com.